after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on the beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Live. I am your boy, Steady J, and it's another crazy week. The end of the week right here on Life That Does Live. Man, you know how we do it every Monday through Thursday. We hold us down. And for those of y'all that have not been keeping up with current events, I want to go ahead and make the announcement that I will no longer be a host on Thursdays anymore. But I'm going to be a producer on Thursdays. I got y'all. But so we will still have shows here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But how are we going to do it now? For those of y'all that are just new to what's going on, you know, of course we do the show every Monday through Thursday. And it's me and I'm co-host most of the time in the building with me, my girl Tara Lamone. And then we do it all week. But, man, we're gonna switch it up on y'all a little bit and start it next week. Next week is going to full effect. Every Tuesday, we're going to have Glitz. We're going to have the show Glitz and Glamour. It's been a new show produced by yours truly that's coming to here. And that'll be every Tuesday on the network, hosted by Marla Angela. And, of course, y'all got a chance to. Y'all heard Marla Angela on the show a couple of times. They're showing some love to people. Also, you heard her when she did an interview herself on here. So definitely going to be crazy. She's already doing the radio show every Wednesday on Texas Gems. And it just made perfect sense. You know, she's been grinding with us for a while. So it just made perfect sense for us to make the move and make something happen. And then on Thursdays, it's going to be my boy Camacho, who's an artist out of Connecticut, the CT. No, he's been an award-winning artist at that, making a lot of big moves. And, heck, you know, we chopped up with him, and he's bringing his show. And we're bringing the show to here, produced by yours truly. It'll be called I'm On the Fly. So, oh, my God, it's going to be crazy. I can't wait for it to really just make it pop off and make it happen. And y'all get to see, you know, get different entities here. Got to do it. And then on our show, you know, on the flagship show, Life of the Dust Live, we're going to start on Monday. We have a big surprise for y'all, big surprise. So y'all stay tuned in for that because we're ready to go in. But before we go ahead and go into any more of the show, we're going to go to a quick song break. This song I'm going to play, it's for people that like to hate and try me. and try my people. Don't try my people because you don't get it. And especially when you try to do it for information warfare, you don't want to do information warfare against Eddie J. That's not the way to go. That being said, we're going to play my boy Tupac. I ain't mad at you because I ain't mad at you. I'm just doing what I do best. Protect the people that that show me love and are loyal to me, and I do the same for them. So let's do it.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood, shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all, know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there, kicking up dust, giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping on Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mobs and wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. It's a pen and now no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she gotta play it for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went up in her. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's time for growth, you gotta drop it back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. And cousins fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it. Used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides moving and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We'll grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you waved, don't get no goodbye. Wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight the fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I'm too proud, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs. In my cell, picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm slapping at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. From a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving key. Most hated by enemy, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it. So the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you fade. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blaze. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better days. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Till God return me to my essence, cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. You niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
need to go American Idol immediately. Oh, man. Well, welcome back, everybody, man. That was Tupac. I ain't mad at you. That's a, you know, that's something out to everybody that, you know, you got those people that's out there that's acting up with you. But at the end of the day, you know, you still going to make it do what it do and live life and let them know that, hey, at the end of the day, man, I ain't mad at you, man. So, oh, my God. So I'm going to go ahead and get some of our news before we bring our special guest in the building. Going to our news. Got some very interesting stories. I don't know where I want to start first because, okay, I'm going to say this one right here for last. All right, so first we'll go to, man, apparently on Ones in Park, you know, Tyra Banks, you know, she makes, she talks about a set and whatnot, and apparently on the set, Bow Wow and Tyra Banks, they were recreating the kiss they did on her show a couple of years ago. And so they, of course, they reacted to the kiss, but the one was on her show, it looked a little more tame. On this one, it looked like they just wanna eat each, like Bow Wow was like, yeah, I'm about to take advantage of this. Like Bow Wow was trying to go in, so oh man. Shout out to Bow Wow taking full advantage of his hosting privileges on Ones That Support, most definitely. Oh, man, but some people are hating, whatever, saying that Tyra's at, you know, I guess today, you know, today's been, like, thirsty day. It's been thirsty Thursday, I guess, because I made a post about thirstiness earlier, and apparently they call her extra thirsty because of her new season of America's Next Top Model coming out. Is he trying to do something to keep people entertained, to get geared up, to hear drama and this, that, and the other? But, I mean, you know, I just think that he was having fun doing it. And they probably got some inner feelings somewhere, like some lustful feelings within each other somewhere. And they just want an excuse, you know, use TV as an excuse to do it. And they'll say, hey, we're just recreating the kiss. But, man, I think they want to freaking go back to the house and do something with each other. That's just my personal thought process. But, you know, to each his own. All right, so next story. Man, speaking of me, we are still on freakiness. Woo-wee, man. So apparently, you know, Basketball Wives star Drea, which is going to no longer be a Basketball Wives star, she's going to be on the upcoming season of drum roll, I need my bootleg drum roll, please. This is on the upcoming season of Love and Hip Hop NY. And, you know, definitely it's crazy. She's got, there's a picture. First, I got this one picture of her in these freaking tights. Lord Jesus, Dre's body is banging. And then, you know, of course, you know, she has her, she's been talking to Orlando Shendrick, who's an NFL player. And, you know, since they are still in that quote-unquote honeymoon stage, you know, when you're in your honeymoon stage, you want to do this, that, and the third, left and right, doing whatever with each other. Well, in this case, you know, there's a picture of him. He got on top of the counter with his arms, the arms right around each other, and, like, Drea's butt is just sitting in our face. And it's just, wow, man, this picture's crazy. I'm like, God dang it. Got to hit the X on that one because I can't. I'll be blinded and won't be able to do the show after that. All right, now one more. I want to go. One more story we're going on, and that's with Rihanna. You know what you're finna get already, right? Rihanna, you know what you're finna get already, right? I just let you know. You know what you're finna get because wow, I can't believe it. Rihanna's getting the Cricket of the Day Award. Yes, she is, everybody. She's getting the Cricket. And why is she getting the Cricket? Because, wow. I mean, what the hell was she thinking? Rihanna's done some crazy hairstyles in her day. But what the hell? So her to look like fucking Jocelyn, but she's the one of Love and Hip Hop, man. I'm looking at this crazy. She looks like... She looking like Joshua, man. This is crazy. Looking at this, like, I'm looking at Joshua. You get their pictures side by side. And she got this Joshua going on, man. Rihanna, what the hell was she thinking, man? Like, I would not have went with that. I would not have went with that. Oh, man, Rihanna, I got to give it to you one more time. You deserve it. Let us cricket, man. We ain't got time for this. We ain't got time for that. All right, so, man, we come to, might come to some more hotness later, but shoot, now we get to the big part of the show, and that's I want to welcome a very special lady who's been working with Feral Films on Kofi TV, and she got some big plans. I'm getting ready to make some big moves. How she got started in the industry, let us know how she did that, and some plans to do NY and LA Fashion Week. I want everybody to give a big hand to the wonderful, beautiful Sharifa Sparks.
Oh, thank you. I feel so special. Thank you.
You're welcome. We do what we do sometimes. What you think about, you know, I know you may not have seen it. You just had to hear it through my colorful description. But just think about this whole thing about Rihanna got the freaking Joshua hairstyle, man. She look like, I mean, you put the two together, they look like, they're looking like, it's scaring me. I'm like, Rihanna,
oh,
don't try to, like, don't do a Joshua hairstyle. You was too dead on.
Oh, my gosh. Be good. That's all I can say is be good.
What the heck, man? Don't do it. TV, TV, my TV, love me, TV. I know you do my TV.
Oh, God.
My TV, do it to me, TV. My TV, do it to me, TV.
Oh, my gosh. You got me over here almost in tears.
And, you know, first off, I want to just, you know, just thank you for coming to the show, you know, holding down always from Cali.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
No problem. You know, holding down for the faith. You know, some people, so I laugh. Some people will be like, man, y'all still be getting hyped out there. It's kind of like everybody see Dougie. Now Dougie is the thing that people connect with Dallas. Things, all we do is Dougie all day.
The hype be moving kind of past. Right now it's twerk season, seem like. But, you know, the hype is kind of past for now. It might come back around.
What's the new move right there?
It's twerking.
Oh, so now
I don't personally twerk, but there is, twerking going on. And it's actually quite popular and been getting quite a bit of views, actually.
I usually put you on blast early in the show, but I'm already catching you on that now. I usually put you on blast early, but let's catch you real quick.
Oh,
do you mean you don't be twerking on videos, or
that
you just don't be twerking?
No, it was actually, it's the wobble. That's my dance, the wobble wobble.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll find somebody would say, man, I saw Sri, she was in the club, she was twerking, jumping like a...
I got some people around.
I'm going to find some nunnies and have some nunnies come out.
Oh, God.
That's an inside Sharifa City Day joke there. Y'all got your hat to be there. Get some nuggets out there to come out and look for you. And come see if you're twerking tonight.
Oh, gosh, no. Might catch me wobbling, but never twerking. Not the twerking, though. You can't do that.
You're not even like, now you're like one little booty pop. Like, you don't just be like, like shaking your back, but you don't really do it like hardcore. I'll find out. You're not getting away that easy. I'm going to find out. You're going to be like, you're going to come in. I'm going to find out for you and be like, well, I put truck in a little bit. I just don't be going in.
Oh,
just,
gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I used to go in about this early, but you kind of try to escape because I wasn't going to let it happen.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it didn't work, huh?
All right, so... You know, as far as some other big things, I definitely want to talk about, too. As far as, of course, let's get into how you actually got into modeling. What led you to get into modeling? What made you decide to keep doing it? Just let us know.
Okay, well, actually, modeling was something that I've been wanting to do for years. Actually, it was a childhood dream of mine. However, my family was very traditional and kind of wanted us to use our brains before our looks in order to succeed in life. So pretty much I did do that. And my modeling career spanned off of a bad situation whereas I transitioned from jobs. And my good friend I used to work with, her name is Melissa Baccalini, she owns Neo Baccalini Photography, had did some glamour photos for me in September and kind of coached me on getting signed up to Model Mayhem. And the rest is just history. It just seemed like I have a niche for marketing and networking with people. My cousins always say I'm always open and talking to people. And so from there, I just kind of kept doing more and more photo shoots, more and more networking. And it's just becoming like my second nature lifestyle, you know, something I really enjoy doing. Love the people that I've come across and met. And with that business savvy on the back end, it's kind of helped me be a little bit more business conscious to the industry, as, you know, there are their goods and their bad sides of modeling. So I've been blessed to kind of have both really coming in.
All right, most definitely. Yeah. And that's what's up, you know, because I like how you pulled something up there. You said you like to focus on the business side too, not just, you know, not just modeling, because I can't stress it enough. Y'all know how I go in.
Yeah.
It's not just about looking good. It's about, you know, it's about marketing yourself right, all these different things. And when you, like you said, when you're business minded, you figure out the right moves. You plan yourself to make sure you do the right moves so that you can eventually turn it to what you're doing into revenue. So.
Absolutely. Thank you. Because, you know, you get come across with all kind of offers, you know. I remember one time I was on Model Mayhem, oh, we'll pay you $500. And you figure, oh, that's awesome. But if you're gullible and don't really know, you fall into that and you hear those horror stories of those girls getting raped or people coming up missing or get caught up in scams. And so, you know, business is definitely, I think, a strong suit, especially in this industry, but in all the industries, really. Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they go to the shoot, and all of a sudden, somebody come hit him upside the head of a club or something.
Oh gosh, yeah. Yeah, that goes into the model do's and don'ts. Yeah, we just recently had a class with that. I'm actually a doll. With the Dollface management team, and we do host classes, Model 101 on etiquette, and then we recently did one on makeup and stuff, but in our Model 101, we talked about when you go to shoots, how you're supposed to show up professionally, the right questions to ask, not to drink and eat certain things, and to be consciously aware of your surroundings at all times, because you don't want to fall victim to stuff. You know, it's a scary world out here, but, you know, if you have that business mindset and street smarts or just smarts in general, you can actually succeed and go far with it. You know, and don't burn bridges. That's the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, some people, you know, they dream before they go or whatever, but don't, but like you said, if somebody had a photographer that's too thirsty, like, yeah, girl, let's get you drunk real quick. Like, whoa.
Now,
we
trying
to do a party.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Red flag number one.
Right, exactly. And you got to set boundaries. You have to have boundaries. You know, yes, it's good to get in friendly with your photographer or the person that you're dealing with, but there has to be a boundary there, because if somebody gets too comfortable with you, you know, some people don't know how to get themselves out of those situations, and that's one of the things you have to keep in mind as well, you know, setting boundaries and, you know, knowing what your limits are.
Right. Be real upfront, like, hey, see, I can tell people, like, I mean, I feel it's enough. I can't stress it enough. I don't necessarily, for me, it's not a problem people having, you know, industry people being in relationships. Because me, I think that it makes sense, because when you talk to somebody in the industry, you're talking to them because they understand what you go through. And so it's only comfortable. It's kind of like if you talk to another, if you're an athlete you want to talk to another athlete. If you're an actor, you want to talk to another actress or whatever. I can understand that, but it's like the whole thing. Like, I can't stand this when people don't know how to. No one's business time is business time. It's personal time. It's personal time. And that's really what gets it all screwed up, because everybody know they break up. And then they're like, well, I'm not going to do nothing for you now, so I ain't going to do business. I mean, what is that about? Like, let's make some money. Like, get the heck out of here.
Exactly. And that is one of the biggest challenges, too. I'm actually copywriting this, so if anybody comes out, it's been said here first, but I have this crabs in the bucket thing that I always speak on because, like you just mentioned, you know, people always try to hold you down and feel like, you know, you owe them something because of something that they did. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all business, and so you got to be mindful of that and try not to be those crabs in the buckets. Help elevate. It's enough money out here for everybody to eat. Everybody can shine. Everybody can do good. But we just have to learn how to network and work with each other and not step on each other while doing that. You know, and that's just my biggest thing. Yeah.
Yes. So trying to, like you said, some people be trying to get, you know, their whole thing of how they get money is how many rumors can be spread on somebody. And if I can't get money because I'm too lazy to make the moves and make the right make situations happen, how can I hate this person and stop their money to get made?
Right, absolutely. And then not really sharing information because, you know, that's one of the things that I think makes me a little unique in the industry, in my area, because most models that I've come across, they were like, oh, my gosh, you shared information, or, you know, you're open to help and you're talking, you know, and they're not used to that because so many people are just kind of, like you said, just worried about them. If I can't make it, I'm just going to withhold it. Yeah, she might need this extra shoe or this eyelash or this, you know, leggings or whatever, but I'm not going to give it to her because I'm just, no, that's not how we grow. That's not how we grow as people. So you have to learn to get out of that because everybody can succeed and you can always help somebody. And they may never, you never know, that same individual that you help can turn around and help you. You know, that's why I said don't try not to burn bridges. It's not a good thing.
Exactly. Some people act like this because, like you said, it's what's so hilarious to me is some people act like this because you don't act all flashiness, that they don't think that you as big as you, making as big moves as they think you are, because they're like, well, they're not acting flashy and all this, so they must not be doing they must not be doing it up.
Right. It's humbleness, you know, remembering where you came from, respecting the hustle as a whole. And, I mean, for me, it's just humbleness, you know what I mean? I'm extremely proud of my success because I tell my friends all the time I didn't even expect it to go as far as it did. You know, I'm like, Mom, I'm on TV. You know, I'm on Feral Films Coffee TV, you know, and I met a beautiful actress, Tina Gilton, and then there's Janae Johnson and an actress, Jonez Kane, you know, and I'm like, I'm up there with them, and they've been in the industry a little bit longer than I have. So it's just, like, amazing to me. And it's just remembering, you know, kind of just being thankful, I think it is. You know, just that's what drives me. I'm just being thankful. I might not ever be a Tyra Banks. I may be a Tyra Banks, but either way, I just know that I have to remain humble and remember where I came from, the people who helped me get where I'm going, and, you know, just be humble with it all, because sometimes a big head, you know, what happened to Humpty Dumpty?
Right. So my favorite thing is when people do this, they always, like, I hate people do this. It's my favorite thing. They want to try so hard to be able to tell everybody I did it on my own and won't acknowledge the people that they work with. I mean, at the end of the day, you work with some people, you can say I'm independent and represent myself, but I got some people that have helped me along the way. That don't mean you owe them necessarily. You just need to acknowledge. Sometimes people don't realize, it's not about no money and stuff. People just want you to acknowledge that, hey, that you hold them down.
Absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of which, I do want to say, I think what really sent me off as a model was I attended the Baywise premiere. They were a group of beautiful young ladies that was starting a reality show out here in the Bay. And I went to their premiere with my friend Jonez King, who is the actress, and didn't hardly know anybody, you know, but Jonez at the time. That's why she went with me. And I ended up meeting Farrell there. I ended up meeting Christian and Kiki, and I knew Paisley from prior. These are some of the cast members for the Baywives, and I just remember how welcoming they were. They were, like, really cool. We took pictures and stuff like that, and then I think from there I got a bunch of calls. Like, people were like, are you a part of the Baywives? Because I was seen in different little clips and picture segments of that reality show, or when it was released from that night. And I was just like so amazed, because I didn't expect that, but I appreciated that. And it was crazy because I kept running into them in events after that. So it was like they got their own little fan base. Shout out to Darius, because he takes the most amazing pictures ever. But yeah, it's just, was kind of like, you know, I even got a call from my aunt, was like, hey, are you affiliated with the Baywives? I'm like, no, but you know, I really supported what they were doing, and I kind of am thankful that that platform was there for me. And they're working on other projects and things like that as well. But, you know, like you said, it is important to remember those people that you may not think to acknowledge, but, hey, I'm going to acknowledge them because they did have a hand in my career growing as well as they did. And the amazing photographers that I did shoot with, my brother from another mother, Tony Sparks, I have to shout him out because he also does amazing work as well. So, you know, the Bay has some really talented individuals, and, you know, I would like us all to succeed. And I think that's just me. I just have that big old heart, you know, that just wants to make everybody happy. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's reality. But, you know, you just have to stay humble and, you know, continue to just pay homage to those that do make it possible for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get ready to put you in the spot. First thing I want to ask you is, of course, from your personal views, as you notice and watch, what would you say are the positive, you know, the positive stuff in the industry versus the negative? What are your personal views as you notice? From your own to us.
Goodness. Let's start with the positive. I like always speaking on the positive. Again, it goes back to the networking. For me, it was working with different boutiques, participating in fashion shows. The positive attributes of that is, you know, you continue to grow with these people. I've done like promotional modeling and met a lot of amazing model friends as well, plus size models that are aspiring and coming up. So in that aspect, it is kind of like a small niche of a family, you know what I mean, where there are some young ladies that I can contact and be like, hey, I'm thinking of this concept or this idea, and they're willing to help and things like that. And you know, some do still share information of casting calls and gigs, you know, that they may not be able to book, but they'll help you. I've been also put in the area to work with Feral Films, while I am on Coffee TV as a model host. So those were the positive things of modeling. You know, when people are sharing the same business type qualities of sharing information and not just being like the gimme, gimme, me, me, me with it. So, yeah, I that part I enjoy. As far as the negative, Jesus, where do I start? You have to accept rejection and not let it put you down. You have to continue to not let it affect your self-esteem. I did have one of those not so good experiences casting and was put in a compromising situation, and it was horrible. I left extremely humiliated, extremely upset from it, but I had to go home and redirect and, you know, kind of like, well, what one of my girlfriends has said was, you know that kind of stuff happens with the industry, so you know, you're not exempt from it. And from that piece of advice, I had to remember that and just, you know, just boss up a little more and just kind of make sure I didn't put myself in those situations. You do get casted for stuff that may not pay you what you're worth. You may be overworked. Like my model manager, Megan, says all the time, you know, if you're working an assignment, they must feed you. They should feed you, you know. So sometimes models are looked at as mannequins, like we're supposed to be seen and not heard. And that part of it do become a little challenging because I have a hard time personally following rules and tend to do what I want to do and sometimes a little bit more outspoken than what I should be. And I've actually curtailed that pretty well. But, yeah, those are the negative aspects that I just kind of wish that were not there, you know, and people appreciate models for the hard work that they do. It's not just a pretty picture, you know. Those poses, some of them hurt. They'll have you sore, you know, shoes, have your feet all hurt, you know, and it's just like we just need to, I just wish people would appreciate us just a little bit more, you know, in our craft and
yeah,
we're not, yeah, just a little bit, you know, we're not just, you know, we have feelings. In a nutshell, we do have feelings. We have goals. We do have mindset. You know, and it's just kind of like, you know, just treat us like that, really, you know. Don't just take advantage of us, I guess I should say, you know. So it's just, it's had its challenges. But overall, it's been a positive experience for me. So I am blessed to say that, at least, yeah.
All right, well, Ms. Sharifa, we're going to go to a quick music break. We come back. We got some more to chop up with you because that was the nice part of the show. We didn't even go in yet. That was the nice part of the show.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
Yeah, that was the nice part. That was the Candy Crush Saga part of the show. That was going to get, like, crazy. So, gear up. We're going to play this track, a throwback track, man. One of the artists that's been supporting me for a while. My boy, Vice, I got to use my fake behind Jamaican accent just for this. But boy, it's Vice Grip in the building. Got to play Crabs in the Barrel. Little Crabs in the Barrel. This is a perfect song. It goes with what you were talking about. This song is like, every time I think about Crabs in the Barrel, I think about this song. He's like made a theme song for how I feel about that whole situation by people acting that way. So we'll be back after this. My boy, Vice Grip, Crabs in the Barrel.
Against each other, more than all we help each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel, so bad man. drag one. It's not about politics, all about the people in the community. All because of ignorance, they are suffering from crime and poverty. Grabbing a barrel.
You don't act fair.
Okay, let me think. Honestly, and my gosh. Okay. I'm going to have to say my boy Shamari Mark Carter. He's away in Puerto Rico right now. And it was a grunge shoot that I did. And the reason why I say that that was my favorite shoot was because I actually got to control the whole entire concept, the wardrobe, the hair, the makeup, everything, which is somewhat rare because sometimes when you get booked by photographers, they have a concept that they want for you and they'll suggest this or they want to do that. But this guy just like literally let me have my way. So that was perfect. Anything that I can have my way totally, it works for me. That works for me. So, yes, big shout out to Shamari Mark Carter. Matter of fact, I believe that's the photo that's on the Life After Dusk Live where I'm kind of stooped down with the red jacket on with the cut-up leg. So that's just one of the images from that shoot. And it was extremely fun. Cold,
you got the leg out like this. Okay.
With the spike shoes and the
Let me know that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't understand. I mean, I am a Gemini. I own it. I claim it. No, we're not two-faced. We're misunderstood, but we do. We are double-natured. I will own that. I will own that. But it's like, you know, for most of my portfolio pictures, you know, most people look at me, oh, she's the cute girl. She's so quiet. Oh, she's so nice. But it's like, nah, hold on. I got that other side, you know, that is it's still not unleashed, but it's kind of like it's revealed with these photos to me. It's like, oh, wow, she could be a little edgy. And I really love that.
You got the one where you got the little, why are you going on that? Are you going on that tangent? You know, you said the quiet. Like, yeah, you will start going, like, you got the one where you got the playboy thing. I was like,
you're not supposed to talk about those pictures. Those pictures are exclusively on selected sites, so a lot of people have not seen those pictures with the Playboy apron. Oh, my God. Now my mama going to be calling me. Girl, what picture is he talking about? You done got me in trouble. You dare say
You stirring up trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you see, I used to have to go through some work afterwards, like, time to go edit.
Those photos are actually on two sites. Not many. Only yours and one other one. I'm not going to say, but yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Shout out to that. You showing us exclusive love. We appreciate that. Okay, so I'm not done putting you in the flag. I'm not done. Where would that came from? Okay, so for all the people that want to know that's out there, that's out wherever, and they had to know about Sharika Sparks, and they're trying to get to know you. Are you dating? Are you single? What's the deal?
Oh, gosh. Well, right now I'm kind of just dating myself. And I say that because I went through so much over the past couple of years, like literally like in a year or 2 years time frame, that I just kind of want to get my head above water and just breathe. You know, I do want to eventually date and venture out, but it's just like I'm just so focused. I do work full time. I go to school full time. I model full time. I have kids full time. So it's kind of hard to work it in. And then most guys, when I do meet them, they want to take me out, but they think I'm just kind of like brushing them off, which I'm really not. But no, I'm 110% single. And just kind of enjoying it a little bit, you know. I flirt here and there, but never nothing serious.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I can put my finger on it, you're more so, it's not that you won't date. It's the fact, like you said, the guys you had talked to, think you brush them off. It's more the fact that they have to understand, like you said, you got too much going on. So just be patient with you. And you hang in there. Heck, you never know that. You might convince them that, hey, that little extra time you got, I want to spend that time with you.
Bingo. There you go. Yep. And that's really what it is.
I need to go get a license right now in relationship. And that's going to be one of my other shows.
You did. And I was trying to be roundabout, but that's really what it is, because I guess most guys get intimidated and they just run off. So, hey, okay, you weren't ready then, I guess. But, yeah, you should. You definitely should. Because you nailed it.
I laugh. Some chicks, they really look at me. It's so weird. If you don't come, especially in the time and place of everything, and if you don't come off as, oh, I got to F you right now, and then, because sometimes it depends on the moment you do this. Y'all both just happen to be like, well, time to go. Well, I can't help myself right now. And that's one thing. But it's a whole other thing. It's not the same way every chick you talk to. That don't mean every time you talk to them, you got to come off the back and say, hey, when are we getting in bed and doing, making something happen?
Right. And that's such a turn off sometimes, you know, because
it doesn't happen every time like that. Like, damn, I mean, the same play every time. Like, no, there's some chicks. I'm not gonna say like some people think that oh my god, Steady J just getting it left and right, and I laugh my behind or whoever has. Whoever has this crazy life for me, I don't know what it is, but it ain't like that.
It's
left and right. Oh, my God.
Okay. Right. So it's not like that at all. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, and that'd be those preconceived notions and people making perceptions, too, and that's, you know, usually not good. So I just kind of stay in my lane and just keep working. Yeah.
All right, so take us to your area in Cali, in the Bay. You know, my first time to the West Coast was in 2010. You know, I went to Portland, had a freaking ball when I was there.
Yeah,
so
it's
I
nice.
Gotta come
out
to, I got to come back to the West Coast again. It's only right.
You do. And, I'm near the beautiful San Francisco. It's a lot, and I'm a food fanatic, a lot of nice restaurants and scenic views out there. Not too far from Oakland, Emeryville area, so it's because they're the Bay Area. We're coming up, you know, we're trying to make our mark, you know, in a positive light because there has been so much negative stuff going on, but there is a lot of positive things as well that are happening. Like we have an Art and Soul Festival going on this weekend, so you know, I really enjoy growing up here, you know, although I was born in Texas, but I enjoyed growing up in California because Texas. I have to get back there and say hi to all my roots eventually, but yeah.
You should have been a cop for the day on July 28th. If you know, so yesterday, you said I got mad. I was pretty mad about the 40 Texas thing, and George Zimmerman was in Texas on the 28th.
I read about that. And
he was 20 miles. He was like 30 miles away from me. How wish I could have been a cop. I'm starting to get weird now. I wish I could have been a cop that day. You mean tell me he get a warning? I would have had this man the highest thing ever before. I said, you know what? Let me go check my book and see how much I can really give you.
That was horrible. That was definitely horrible. And it's unfortunate because, you know, we just had a situation like that almost a year ago with Oscar Grant. I'm not sure if you had a chance to see the movie Fruitvale Station, but that actually was in the heart of Oakland. Yeah, definitely go see that. But Oscar Grant right here in Oakland, actually, when that situation occurred, I personally haven't brought myself to see it yet because the previews itself just kind of, you know, hits home too close for me. But it is, from what I heard, one of the best movies. Definitely a tearjerker, so be ready for that. But, yeah, it is unfortunate that especially our young black men are victims to these type of crimes, but, you know, we just got to try to keep our head up, continue to work with each other. Don't be in that crab in the bucket, you know, and I can't stress that enough, you know, if we elevate each other and promote each other and continue to build off of one another and let our youth know that there is more positive things going on in Oakland other than gang banging and slaying on the streets, we could try to prevent a lot of these things, you know, from happening. Although that wasn't the case with these individuals, but, you know, just in general, you know, that way they won't have this negative view of African Americans or minorities in general, you know, and target us for, you know, different hate crimes and stuff like this. So yeah, I heard that he was out there. I just said, wow, he got lucky, because I know a couple of people across the United States is ready to have his head on a platter.
Right. I'm like, Texas, we were going to do this. No, we going to give this in a ticket. We gonna give him a juicy. We ain't going to let. Nah, he ain't kind of master. Let me have it in contact day. Ticket.
Right. Ticket.
Ain't no hesitation. I'm going to make up something. He get mad. He's going to elevate his voice even a little bit. Up and go there,
right.
He opened his door. Oh, you trying to invent something? Excuse me, sir.
Right.
I'm going to use my stand my ground.
Okay. Right.
That's his BS. Oh, God. Don't get me started. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to calm down. I see we got some callers that's got the hands up and got the hands in the air and waving like
right.
Okay, yeah. All right, so I'm going to go 724 first. So we got, I think I know what this is. I'm not crazy. This guy be that smooth brother from another mother. That boy, I be the wise one, my friend.
What's cracking?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, Sadie, I don't even want to talk to you.
Yo, why is you don't want to talk to me? What is up?
Why I don't want to talk to you? Because I'm getting ready to hit Sister Sharifa with that thing.
Uh-oh.
That thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I would laugh. I'm like, I know what you mean. But I got to watch her face tag, but she's like, what does he mean?
Right.
Well, sister, this is the deal, okay? And I ask this about every model that I encounter,
mm-hmm.
all right? There is close to 100,000 young black models today trying to break into the business.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about you that sets you apart from the rest of them?
Wow, I've gotten asked that before, and I really think it's my business king and the fact that I do challenge the status quo as far as, you know, the industry norm with the model sizes and things of that nature, and I basically just stand out and rock it. You know, a lot of models, and this is not putting any models down, they don't self-market and self-promote themselves. And I think that I do a bang-up job of doing that to where, you know, I have been offered promotional jobs and things of that nature. So I think that piece alone sets me apart from other models because I don't follow the normal rules. You know, I kind of create my own path and my own avenue to make myself be known and seen, you know, especially with something like this, with, you know, getting on Ceddie J's site and networking there and having the opportunity to do the radio interview and, you know, just thinking outside of the box, you know, not going down the normal channels that most models go down. So I think that's really what it is.
Is there any limitations to how far you will go in order to perfect your craft?
Yes, there are. Like I was telling him earlier, there are boundaries. And at the end of the day, you know, I can't retire from modeling. I can't make a living off of this for the rest of my life. I mean, Father Time is going to come knocking at my door. And when he does, I don't want my family to look back or my kids to grow up and say, oh, my gosh, this was my mom or, you know, these are the things that my relative did just to make it, because,
right.
you know, I have to think about them. It's not just about me. I have to put them in perspective or in mind, too. But if it is something considerably decent to perfect my craft, I will consider it. But if it's degrading or, you know, something negative, then definitely not. I have to have boundaries, definitely met, but keep boundaries.
Okay, so don't take this the wrong way, all right? But what are my chances now and maybe sometime in the future of seeing you on Facebook on BigBooty.com?
I would actually say that's a 1% chance because I don't consider myself to have a big booty, number one. I am proportionate. So I probably would not qualify. But, I mean, again, you know, I'm one of those type of models that I'm not, again, not putting anybody down, but I do have a certain genre that I want to be known for. I am setting my brand. You know, there is just certain arenas that I know I just cannot model for, and that might be one of them, you know. And it's not degrading or disrespecting or putting down the women that do, but that's just mm-hmm. not, I just say that's just not the path that I'm being directed down.
And that's what I want to hear, okay, because
yeah.
the problem that we have today is that most of these young sisters, they get out here and they have it implanted in them that they have to use their body, not necessarily physically, you know, but they have to, their body speak for them.
Right.
That's not a model.
Right.
That's right. not a model. I mean, that's,
I agree with that.
Like I said, this is my opinion, but that's a piece of meat.
That's
right.
true.
I said it's pretty common,
sense.
So. I could put two models next to each other with both the same exact style. Like, for instance, let me say, like, if two models and they're both partially nude. Same exact thing, but what's making the pictures different? What's making this one more tasteful than this one? It's about the posing. It's about the way you're marking the image. All
mm-hmm.
these different things, and it's about the person who's the mind attached to that. At the end
Absolutely.
Of the day, that's what makes people say, oh, okay, she's just being edgy versus, oh, she just wanted to show her body because she's just trying to make a quick buck. There's a huge difference in both.
Yeah.
And like I said, you have two models that's both you, like you said, like Ivy said, you're using your body, but are you, I like how he put it. You're using your
yeah.
body to just speak for you. Well, you can't yeah. speak for yourself, so you don't have a great mind, but, oh, I got this banging body, so this guy speak to me. Because I had a model
right.
for a try me like that. She, so, I mean, I'm going to call her name out, but I'm going to tell you what she did. She don't get in my inbox. She got my inbox. I'm talking about, hey, how can we market you, you know, do this, that, and the other. And she's talking about, well, you ain't, you know, you talking about, you. Well, so was you, how much money we trying to make and all this, that, and the other? Okay, but it wasn't the problem. But then she was like, you know, heck, I mean, you come out and text me, you can fuck me, get some money, this, that, and the other. I'm like, whoa!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, what the heck is going on? I couldn't believe it. It made me not, it's right there and there. I said, okay, cool, whatever. All
right.
Right. And conversation in there right then and there. Because I just
right.
wasn't fighting
yeah.
like that. So I'm sorry, I just don't do it. I mean, it's not, first off, you know, if a model had a chance with me, I'm not going to be trying to do nothing just to me. Don't come at me and try to get at me just so you can try to get a favor in the industry. Like, don't do
right.
that. Like, you're going to try to talk to me at least because you're trying to talk to me and keep my business part of what I do separate from what you're trying to do. This for a personal gain for you. That's get the
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what most people have to realize. See, this industry is not as big as people think it is. I mean, you'd be surprised at who knows who, you know, and they talk. Trust me, they do. People do talk. So you don't want those kind of that name for yourself. You got to try to, you know, keep it positive or whichever type of modeling, you know, each to each his own. But for me, that's definitely not, you know, where I'm trying to go with mine. Like,
you know,
I put out
need
there.
To realize, I'm sorry. People need to realize
no,
that there still is that thing out there called sleeping your way to the top.
Yep.
You know, and if that's the only way that you're going to make it, then
it might not be meant for me to make it. Then
that's how I would look at it.
Yeah,
you know,
seriously.
And some women are under the impression that that's what they have to do. And I wish I could just reach out to all of them and let them know you don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to because when you knock on one door. Okay, and your proposition, walk away. There's another door that's going to open somewhere. You know, you have to market yourself, not your body. When I go, when I hit the runway, okay, I'm paying attention to the model, not just who she is.
Right.
My objective is to wear those clothes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because if it was all about the body, I'd be a spring break every year down on the beach.
Okay, right.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah, that's real talk.
And that's how it goes. I mean, I've met a few models who. They got wrapped up in this video girl thing, you know, where they got to wear a string and show, excuse my language, but show their ass off. So they figured they make it.
Yeah.
You don't make it that way.
No.
What you do make is a bad example for everybody else.
Yeah,
you know, and
it's kind of strange
and belittling when you're sitting in the house with your kid and your kid has a couple of friends over and they're watching 106 in the park.
Oh, gosh.
Some video pops up and mama's standing there shaking her ass.
Right.
You know, it takes away from the music. They're not listening to the music.
No,
they're watching that ass.
Right.
Yeah, so now Miss Jones come on. They want to know if Miss Jones going to be twerking like she was in the video. Ooh,
there you go.
Let me show you that video.
Right.
She can't go to the PTA meeting no more. She can't go to the PTA meeting.
Every
time the PTA meeting come on, hey, somebody's going to try to turn on some Twitter music and see if they can get mama to do it.
Right,
you know, I mean,
right.
I know it's done every day, but how do you respond to your child?
Yeah, that's
mommy,
a hard
what
one.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And the only thing
some
I'm going to say,
some of them are going to be, stripping, they'll do stripping, but don't be, glorifying it. No, they be low-key, but they be doing that, and they don't get out there like that, but... When you sitting there, like you said,
it's the frame of mind.
It's your frame of mind of how you go about it.
Yeah.
It goes to your frame of mind. You can do the same type of image, but it's how you act in the day. Because people won't look at you a certain way if you act a certain way. And you just go,
right.
Okay, well, she did this up provocative. They'll look at it that way. They won't downplay you. But it's when, like you said, but 9 times out of 10, I'll be you right. They got some, and most of them, you have an after mind, and you piss me off at the time. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it down there, too. I can't say this enough. Just because they got on clothes don't mean don't look out for them, too. Some of the ones that got on clothes, they're the ones you got to watch out for more than the ones that got their clothes off.
Oh, he's so funny.
Right. I'm just saying, man. Y'all got it, man. All right, so hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Let me see what we got.
Okay.
Let me go to this last caller. All right, we got somebody from the 510, first number 898. What's up?
Hey, what's happening? I got a couple
of
questions for the model.
Oh, my name's Rick. I got a couple questions for the model, the young lady, the model, Sharifa Sparks.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm excellent.
Who we got, by the way?
Oh, my name's Rick.
What's up?
Yeah, I want to know, is it true that Pharaoh has a secret stash of you dancing?
Oh, my gosh. No, that is not true. Oh, well, you know what? Let me rephrase that. Now, when I am on set for coffee, in between takes, I do happen to kind of loosen up a little bit, and I might sing to myself or do a little two-step. So there is, like, a video of that, but there is only two of those that I'm aware of, and they are
actually
on Instagram.
The word on the streets is that Pharaoh has several of these in a blooper reel and that he's going to sneak them into the next episode.
Oh, my God. Then we have to get on Pharaoh. Oh, God. This is not fair. This is not right. This is not right.
This is Pharaoh.
I know it is now. Okay, that's why I was like, wait a minute, let me retract that in case anybody's seen the Instagram one. I don't want them to be like, she lied. She do got a video.
But one thing I do want to say, though, in response to the last caller when he said what's special, what makes Sharifa stand apart, is that I've been in a room full of bottles with Sharifa, and I'm telling you, she just glows.
Thank you.
Like, so when you say she glows, she like Bruce Leroy, she like Bruce Leroy glows?
It's like she's got a aura about her. She's got charisma about her. People are drawn to her. Like, you will come up to her. If you don't know, you'll come up to her and ask her, do you model? Do you act? Do you do something? You know, you'll just be drawn in.
Thank you.
She's the last dragon, basically.
She's like a big guy. She's got an aura.
Thank you.
To get a compliment from someone of that stature, because Pharaoh is saying, that's all I'm concerned.
Thank you. To get a compliment
from someone of that stature puts you in a class by yourself.
Before we go, I just want to say
that I know for a fact that Sharifa is going to be very successful in the modeling world. She's got everything that it takes. She's got the look. She's got the drive. She's definitely got the personality. I can't see nothing but success for her.
Thank you.
Oh,
you're making me cry.
Yes, you make me cry. I can be like Oprah, and Oprah, you know, when she makes you cry, like, she gets, like, crazy rage. So you got, like, you know, as soon as you know, and you ever notice on Oprah, as soon as somebody cries, rage go up. All right, this is what I want you to do. When we get to this part of the interview, I want you to cry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So how'd you feel when you killed that little girl?
Wow.
I know that he is a mess. He is such a mess.
Wow.
He is a mess.
I'm going to fall off the line, you know what I'm saying? But I just want you to know what I'm saying. I really enjoy listening to the show. You're a great host. I've worked
with Sharifa.
She's great. Much success to both of y'all.
Thank you, Pharaoh.
I appreciate you. All right, so I got my ultimate question I'd like to ask every model.
Uh-oh.
And that's, you know, if today was your last day on Earth and you want everybody to remember you for one thing, what's that one thing you want everybody to say about you? What's that statement that you want everybody to say?
Oh, my gosh. That she always encouraged people to follow their dreams, never give up, and just overall wishes success for everybody, you know, and that's just kind of really my drive in all of this.
you know. This is really my drive. So I just want them to remember me just for being that positive person that, you know, encourages everybody to follow their dreams.
Well,
that's and also be that person that had that glow.
Right.
But I'm going to remember people in that video. I respond something to everybody about every day, and now you're getting some firepower.
Yes, yes, the Bruce Lee glow.
I appreciate it for getting that firepower to mess with you, man. She's got the glow.
Say yes.
But I do have to tell you, Ms. Spark, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at your picture.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And in regards to what the brother just said about you having that glow of that drive, that determination, that personality, that attitude, you carry yourself well, you are going to go a long, long way.
Thank you.
And if anybody asks, you tell them I'd be the wise one, say this.
We got a new joke we got started now called Nayas.
That's the new word
for hater. The new word for hater is
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to my Nanya who tried to ruin my day today. It didn't work. Keep it up because it just motivates me even more and more harder. It's just, yeah, that the Nunya.
We coined that right now in the show. The new word for hands is Nunya. Because Nunya is what we got going on.
Right.
So, there you go, man.
Yes.
I appreciate everybody came through. I want to go ahead and remind everybody if they missed any parts of the show. You can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can also check it out on iTunes for free.
Yes,
it's free. Yes. Just type in Life at the Dust live on iTunes. It'll pop up on there. You can find an episode, my girl Sharifa Sparks on it. And then Higgins a lot of other places too. And I'll be here all day naming them all. But, man, definitely, I appreciate you for coming to the show. You got to let everybody know how they can catch you, what's your links and whatnot.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate you having me. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Facebook, Sharifa_Sparks, and I also have MySpace. I don't know where that came from. But Facebook, the model Sharifa Sparks, if you just type that in the search page, I'm coming right on up. And again, Instagram and Twitter, Sharifa_Sparks. And for my Bay Area listeners, if you tune in on Saturdays at 3 o'clock, Coffee TV, you will catch me and my lovely co-hosts, Tina and Janae, and Feral Films on Saturdays at 3 o'clock. So, yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you guys are listening, send me a shout-out on Facebook. Let me know that you guys heard the show. Anything you guys want to see more or less of for me, I'm always open for ideas, feedback, improvement. Just the Nunyas leave me alone. That's about all.
All right. That's true. That's the movement. You know, appreciate you coming to the show again. And, you know, again, today might be the last Thursday show that I'll host it, but it's not the last Thursday show because I'll be producing the shows every Thursday we have coming, and that'll be on Thursdays again. Thursdays will be On the Fly with my boy Camacho, and then on every Tuesday is going to be the Glitz and Grammar show from my girl Marla Angela. So y'all be on the lookout for those shows. My show will be on every Mondays and Wednesdays, so... There you go, man. We doing it up. We making it the news over here.
Yes.
All right. We rolling on everybody. Remind you of everything you do. No matter how you do it, remember, whatever it takes. Oh, there's a Sharifa. Oh, there's a you.
Yes.
There is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Boy, City J. Shout out to my boy IB calling in. Shout out to Phil for calling in. Shout out to all listeners, Junior. Everybody, RC, my boy, that's my boy, Ronaldo Creative. My girl, Mr. Tyson K. entice Diamante. So many people, man. I'm just going to list. I just showed the list, put some people. So if I forgot your name, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. So
I know ditto to that, too. I hope I shouted out everybody, too.
Oh, and I forgot to mention our sponsor for today. Today, this week's sponsor of the show was brought to you by HoodRats.com. HoodRats.com, where rats, not all hood rats look like Master Splinter. It could be the girl who's dressed in a church dress. She could be the biggest hood rat of them all. That is HoodRats.com. All right. All right, we out, y'all. See y'all next week. Oh, I got to shake the plug because I might buy more in the building now. If you're in the DFW area, I need you to be at Blue Moon Friday and or Saturday, because that's when your boy came. And I started DJing the kids there last week, DJing there every weekend, so you ain't got no excuse and do it in. So we out.
Yeah.